Ah, there you are, my love. I was hoping you'd be joining me. Well, I wasn't sure entirely. You could have had something incredibly important to do elsewhere. But I am always glad when you make the time for me. It makes me feel special. Valued. Well, now that I'm in a healthier relationship, you'd be surprised the kind of perspective that I have on past ones. I'd rather not dwell on it if it's all the same to you. Thank you. Past relationships are, well, as negative and burdensome as they can be, they are growing experiences. In my book, that's not entirely a negative thing. You grow, you learn from the past, from the mistakes of them, both the ones made by you and the ones made by the other party. It takes a good deal of maturity to acknowledge those mistakes. Oh, yes. I'm not entirely innocent either. But, as I said, I don't want to dwell on the past. I want to dwell on the present. On the future. On the time that I have with you. And the time that I will have with you. Brief as it may be. There's no guarantees of tomorrow. If it's not the orb, it's the absolute. If it's either of them, perhaps I take a nasty tumble down a cliff. Ah, true. Withers can keep me around. Astarion wasn't too happy with his little resurrection. Then again, you did nearly blow him to kingdom come. I have to admit, his theatrics were quite entertaining. But I don't know how many free passes any of us are going to get. There's no guarantees for the future, as I said. Which is why the present is such a lovely time. Possibly the best time to be spending with you. With the person I care about most. Lovely view, isn't it? The stars shining above. There's a lot to be said about the beauty of the universe. Or perhaps just our limited perspective of it. From down here, it all looks beautiful. From up close, I'm sure it's chaotic. As most things are. Distance and perspective don't always give a clearer view of things. Ah, nothing. I'm just musing. Oh, it's chilly tonight? I hadn't noticed. Well, of course you can come closer and cuddle. Silly. That's nice. It really isn't that chilly out, is it? I mean, granted, I'm wearing... Oh, okay. Yes, I... I see what you were trying to do. Well, I don't know if it's working. All of that depends on what your intended results were. Were you intending just to be close to me, or were you hoping for Daddy to give you a little extra attention now that we're far away from everyone else? All right, my love. I'll do exactly as you wish. Ah. Well, I believe I've solved the mystery as to why you were so nippy out here. You seem to have foregone any undergarments, my dear. Yes, quite the conundrum here. However shall I warm you up? I could build a fire. I could conjure a blanket. Or perhaps a spell, an orb that keeps the cold air out. Yes, I am giving you a hard time, you silly goose. I want you to tell Daddy exactly what you want from him and use your words. Oh. Oh my. Is that so? Well, I certainly suppose something like that can be arranged. Daddy taking control. Your mage mentor teaching you all about the intricacies of intimacy. One of these days, we really do have to roleplay that scenario. Me being the naughty older master wizard and you the bright-eyed and irresistible apprentice. Of course, their forbidden love only stoked by their physical desire for one another. Oh, I absolutely have mentor's robes. For you, though, perhaps something a little risque. A skirt, or a dress open on the sides. Something to seduce your mentor with. No, that's a good point. Perhaps I shall be the one seducing you. We'll have to find some nice, seductive robes for me. Ah, you're already so wet for me, my love. You getting excited thinking about all these scenarios we're going to have? Yes. We'll have lots of time in the future to think about all the good things we want with each other. So many lovely desires. So many sweet nothings to whisper to each other. Ah. You're taking my fingers so well, dear. You're so wet for me. So tight and snug. Let's see what happens when I rub your clit a little. Oh. Just the reaction I was hoping for. What position do you want me in? Tell me, and I will fulfill your heart's desire. Good girl. Let's spread your legs a little. There we go. Get me rubbing up against your tight, sensuous slit like that. Well, of course I have to tease you a little extra before I go in. Foreplay is a sacred art, I'll have you know. I want you as eager and desperate and turned on as possible for me. I want your thoughts to be flooded with me and only me. I want your body, soul, and mind aching for everything I have to offer. Good girl. I'm going inside you now. Fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes. You feel so fucking good, my love. Ah, oh, yes. Really? And here I thought I'd be the first one making some silly little joke about handling a wizard's staff. But you're handling it quite well, my love. Taking me so good and deep. I love the feeling of me going deep inside of you. Your perfect little body receiving me so well. Your tight, dripping folds eagerly inviting my cock inside of you. Wrapping around me desperately, lamenting the loss every time I pull back out of you. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh. You're doing so well, sweetie. You're doing so well for Daddy Gale, yes. Yes, you are. Fuck. Reach down. I want you to start rubbing your clit for me. Yes, there we go. Fuck. I love the feeling of your folds tightening and twitching around me. So very eager. So needy for more. Oh, fuck yes. Yeah. Let's get you leaning up. There we go. Oh, I love this position. Now wrap your legs around my waist. There we go. Press your breasts against me. There, just like that. This is a perfect position for me to kiss you like this. Our bodies intertwined. So good. Oh, so good. Kissing your neck. Nipping at it. Only I'm allowed to bite this neck, my love. I hope you understand. No Astarion. If you really want to feel someone biting your neck, then you need to ask Daddy for it. You enjoy that? Good. Because I have more for you if you want it. Everything is for you. Everything I have to give. It's all yours. I'm all yours. Yes, and you're all mine. Oh, fuck. Daddy has to come, baby. Yes, you want me to come inside of you? Oh, you want me to breed you? You want me to pump you full of my thick fucking seed? Oh, it sounds so hot when I say it like that, doesn't it? yes. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck. Come with me. Come with me. Keep rubbing your clit. There we go. That's a good girl. Oh, that's Daddy's perfect girl. Yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm going to come inside of you now. No, oh, I'm going to breed you. Daddy's going to breed you so good, baby. Yes. Yes. Fuck yes. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Fucking come for fucking. Oh, fuck. Fuck, there's so much. Oh, so much going inside of my good girl. Do you enjoy yourself? Good. I'm going to lie back. Here, move your legs. There we go. Just straddle me like that. No, I'm good with keeping myself inside of you. If you are. Good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm in no hurry to get back to camp. Yes. I think tonight can just be a lovely little magical evening of us together, laying under the stars, enjoying the view of each other, the intimacy. Well, the stars are a lovely sight too, but compared to the raw beauty of the cosmos, I find I prefer your beauty. Well, one of the reasons is that I can reach out and appreciate it. Ease of access does tend to give one a little bit more appreciation for what they have around them. Yes. I'm glad you feel the same. Just relax here while I stroke your hair so gently, rubbing up and down your back, treating you so well, exactly how you deserve to be treated, because you are marvelous, you are wonderful, you are everything I could have ever wanted or needed, and you're mine.